Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to come to the lines. Their lines are alive. We're going to take you in a second. But I want to start by saying this. Just happened yesterday, an appeals court reinstated ballot boxes for the February 15 primary. This decision was essential, and it was right. The suit was brought by Disability Rights of Wisconsin and the League of Women Voters, among others. And they said, look, this Waukesha County judge who said that it was okay to do this, to throw out the lock boxes, the drop boxes, it was too close to the election. It threw confusion into the election. Some people had already voted. Some people had already put them in drop boxes. What's going to happen to those? Not only that, there is a rule of law that you do not enter injunctions and interfere with elections this close to it. If you enter something like that, enter it then for the April election, give people time to appeal and so forth. This was wrong. It was a bad decision by a judge, Republican judge, and somehow the Republican Party thinks this helps them. Doesn't help them at all. There were 500 drop boxes around the state in the last election. People used them. There was no fraud whatsoever. They were secure. This was a great decision. The problem is you have the U.S. Supreme Court, although it won't get that far, but you have the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Somebody could go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. My guess is three of them would do anything to benefit the Republican Party. Brian Hagedorn has shown independence and knowledge of the Constitution. My sense is that Brian Hagedorn would look at this thing and say, no, hey, Jose, we're not going to throw a hand grenade into the elections 2 weeks before the election, 3 weeks before the election. I don't think it would be successful. I'm just reading tea leaves. I'm not a fortune teller. We'll find out, but this is the right decision. We're going to the lines. We're going to start with Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, you mentioned, you brought up a couple of things, like, you know, be able to, you know, in Florida, you can drive your car into a crowd if you feel threatened. That, or probably not even that, you just decide you want to do it, you can just go ahead and do it and mow people down and not get charged today. But the legislature should remember that the guys who voted for this are in violation of their oath to the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin, because Section 4 of the Wisconsin State Constitution, the right of the people peaceably to assemble, to consult for the common good, and to petition the government or any of their department thereof shall never be abridged. Well, they're attempting an abridgment right here. That, as you brought up, if crimes are committed during the course of this by individuals, then those people, you can charge those individuals. And people should be reminded that a lot of the violence that occurred during some of these Black Lives Matter protests, in some cases were people just taking advantage of the situation and acting out or trying to rob and steal, but in some cases it was provocateurs who were going out and getting, you know, doing stuff so they could, you know, besmirch what was going on. From personal experience, I was singing in the Capitol one day, and this is when singing it kind of dwindled down before it sparked up again. I was singing in the Capitol and just standing, you know, just singing, and all of a sudden somebody, you know, rammed me from behind. I thought I'd bumped into somebody, but what it had been is somebody had a guy had come along, dropped his shoulder, and walked directly into my back.
Wow.
Then walked across the rotunda and attempted to shove somebody. Well, that guy got run down, and the police, you know, supposedly arrested him. But to this day, I don't know if that was just somebody, some provocateur, some fan of Scott Walker's trying to get something going, trying to get, you know, to get a reaction out of me, or get a reaction from somebody else, or just, you know, some drunk guy doing that. But I mean, that this is the kind of thing that the Republicans in this state and across the country are trying right now to abridge free speech. They don't believe in the Constitution. They want us to be like Russia, where they can call out the crowd and call out the police and shoot people in the street or arrest them and just throw them into indefinite detention and be done with it. I mean, that.
No, you're right. And, you know, you just that was as eloquently put as I've heard. What they are doing is violation of the Wisconsin Constitution. That's an enshrinement of the First Amendment in our own Constitution. It's also a violation of the First Amendment. People have a right to assemble and to petition the government. And if you say that everybody there is a criminal because one person threatened violence, that is a frontal assault on the First Amendment and on the Wisconsin Constitution, as Mark says. The other thing that I'll point out is, and people don't often remember this, is that is a safety valve. A protest is a safety valve. In Russia, in China, in North Korea, in Islamic countries, if you tried something like that, you'd be shot, mowed down in Myanmar. What happens is people fester, and over time there is violence, the revolutions. If people are going to be arrested for showing up at a protest because somebody threatened violence, at some point you're going to find snipers on the rooftops, people killing each other. The whole idea of the First Amendment, and that First Amendment has many things: freedom of the press, freedom of speech and expression, right to assemble, no established religion, separation of church and state. It's a safety valve. Let off some steam. Worship as you want. Say what you want. Assemble. If somebody individually does something, obviously take care of that. But if you stigmatize a whole group, at some point you have the destruction of society. So very well said, Mark. Going back to the lines, CJ of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Good morning, Matt. You know, you speak of conspiracy law, and I believe that's what pretty much is going on with the November 6th perpetrators. Yes, there were people who...
You mean January 6th, January 6th.
Yes, January 6th, I'm sorry. You know, this comes to light as I watched CNN with a reporter in front of a burning building and say this is peace... Everything's pretty peaceful here, and you watch crime and Democrat-run cities, mostly Democrat-run cities, the defund the police, the soft on crime, letting out perpetrators. You know, all lives matter, Matt. Black lives, even blue lives matter. We've seen police attacks on the rise and look the other way. We watched our own mayor in Madison tell the police to stand down as properties are destroyed on State Street. So this fact that crime is rampant in our city and it's okay by thugs, and thugs come in all colors, and these business owners might feel a little differently. So, you know, this is all perpetrated by the soft on crime, and I believe Black Lives Matter, but I don't believe in their organization, because their first thing they claim is defund the police. Well, you even have a president today who's changed his opinion, who says and wants to put more money into the police department, finally. So this is being perpetrated by a lot of just a few people that cause these problems. And yes, they should be put in jail. If you threaten violence to police, to property, and you claim to be peaceful, that's a bunch of BS. And it's about time that when someone does wrong, they serve the time, they suffer the consequences, because that's the problem. It's not been enforced. You see it all over the country. These perpetrators are left out multiple times, dozens of times. You've just saw it with this last guy who just killed a police officer or pushed the woman in front of the train. So, you know what? It's about time we stand up to these people and put them in jail, and it doesn't matter what color they are. So don't claim it's racism, because that's a false argument.
Yeah, you know, CJ, you're a thoughtful guy. You called in. I actually agree with part of what you said, but I want to tell you the part I don't agree with. The antidote is not to pass laws that says that if any one person in a crowd threatens violence, the whole crowd can be criminally charged. That is a flat-out violation of our tradition and our First Amendment and the Wisconsin State Constitution. And that itself will lead to violence. You can't have that. Now, there were instances of marches that ended in violence. And I am aware on State Street, tearing down two statues. Those were felonies. Those people should have been prosecuted. And State Street, remember, I went to school over there for 3 years, walking up and down State Street. It pained me to see the watered up windows and so forth. Anybody committing violence should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. I do not agree with defunding the police, and neither does Joe Biden. Frankly, neither do people who live in the inner city of Milwaukee. They're the ones that are the most subject to crime. So there's not a lot of dispute about what you're saying about enforcing crime and protecting police officers who are increasingly subject to violence themselves. But what I am saying is that if the antidote is not to exonerate people in Florida who want to run over a protester, that kind of thing. We got to go to the lines. Lines are open, 844, I should say to a break, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Cut you down, tell them that God's gonna cut you down, tell them that God's gonna cut you down.